The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
And we welcome in everyone who's listening on 4.5 FM KLIQ. The Huskers with a big win. Hit a field goal at the end there and get win a 23-20 game. Welcome you inside here to the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Jared Sheffrin with you here with the Storm are trailing 1-0. Just about 5 minutes into this game, the Storm trail 1-0. A goal by Christian Fisher in the first shot on goal for Team USA has given them a 1-0 lead. It's Hayden Levine in net tonight for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm started all of their Michigan players in this game, all their players from the state of Michigan. They have five of them, and it worked out that your coach Jim Holton could start all of them. We got a whistle here for an offside, and we'll catch you up now as we're inside the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We got 15:25 remaining in that first period. Tri-City trailing the Team USA 1-0 on a goal by Christian Fisher. And the Storm will have a face-off here just outside the USA end. Tri-City, first time against Team USA this season, wearing their black uniforms here tonight. First time in the black for a while for the Storm. A chance in front here for Lebowski. Couldn't put it home. Couldn't get a shot off there. Now on the near side, it's Christian Horn that takes it back. Horn leaves it for Lebowski. Storm going from left to right on your radio dial. Team USA in their white uniforms. Home whites for USA. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial. As it's 1-0 USA joining progress here on the breeze after a big Husker win over Penn State. Christian Horn in onside. He's trying to center it to Lebowski, taken away by Team USA. And now Horn back to Lebowski. Taken back by Team USA, and Tkachuk on the near side takes a hit, gets it in deep, and Hayden Levine able to play it over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr over to Wilkie now on the near side. Wilkie carries past the red line and onside for Gomez. Gomez will work tonight with Wilkie and L'Esperance. L'Esperance is on the far side, threw one at the net, covered up there by the goaltender Michael Lackey, and he stops play. 14:24 remaining now in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the breeze, 94.5 FM. KLIQ, Tri-City Storm, trailing 1-0 to Team USA, and they're under 17 team here today. Storm with one affiliate player in the lineup tonight. That's Karch Bachman. Bachman, the native of Indiana, Wolcottville, Indiana, plays for the Culver Academy program, committed to Miami. Quick chance on Hayden Levine there, and he makes the save on Jordan Greenway, Team USA. Now it's moved to the front, stopped by the Storm, and now they come out the other way. It's Kevin Kerr. To Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side. Got it back to Kerr, who was trying to jump into the plate, taken away by Caleb Jones, the defenseman for Team USA. And now it's moved by Jones behind the net. Gomez trying to take it away on a forecheck. Moved to the far side now by Team USA. And now into neutral ice. Bouncing puck near the Team USA bench is dumped back in by the Storm. And now Chase Berger on the forecheck here. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Team USA early on in the first period. Here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, U.S. side of the U.S. National Development Program. Storm have one tier today and then one tomorrow. 3:30 p.m. start locally here. 2:30 p.m. Central. Thomas Aldworth into the zone, gets stopped. And now it's out of the zone. Cutler Martin backhanded it in deep into the USA end. About 7 minutes into this game, it's 1-0 USA. Storm, not many great chances here offensively, trying to get that offense going. Now it's centered on top of the zone, and the Storm bring it out of the zone. In neutral ice, Hutchison trying to make a move around Flutstrand. He did, kept the puck. Now got it back to Torre Dello, turned it right over to Stevens. Stevens is in onside, takes a shot. Hayden Levine makes the save into the corner. Kept in, though, again by Team USA. Now a big hit on the backboards there by Martin. It's moved on the near side. Centering pass. Up top it goes for USA. And it's centered and taken away by Cutler Martin. And now it's in the far side corner. Christian Horn hits his man. Hutchison moves it up the far side wall. Puck bouncing, and Cutler Martin plays it back to Christian Horn. Horn on the near side. Horn on the far side takes a shot. Save made there by Lackey. Another shot went wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Poganski. Austin Poganski flips that one in deep. And now Lebowski took a hit, lost the puck, and now USA has it. Team USA with Charles McAvoy starting things forward. Blocked in the center by Dello. Pucks bouncing around at the top of the Storm zone. Dello calms it down. Flips it over to the far side there for Christian Horn. Horn got it forward to Lebowski. Lebowski chips right to Boganski. Boganski's in onside with a shot and missed the net. Boganski with a good look there. Just missed the net on Michael Lackey. And now it's down low for the Storm once again. Sincere over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr back to Eastman. Eastman in onside. Threw a shot at the net. Save made there by Lackey. Now in the near side corner. And it's Karch Bachman who's on the ice now. Bachman lost an edge right there. Now he's trying to get back on the back check here. Bachman wearing number 26 in his first Storm game here as an affiliate player. First affiliate action the Storm have had. And now up top in the Storm end. It's taken away by Bachman. Overskated it though. Chance for USA. Save made by Levine. Eastman on the near side. Eastman now in the neutral ice for Bachman. Bachman stopped at the red line. And it's chipped forward by Tri-City. Now Team USA moves in. Take a shot. Hayden Levine makes the save on that one. Another chance for the USA was put wide. Shot from Luke Kunin. The first shot that Levine had to make the save on. And now it's Storm trying to bring it in. It was Hayden Levine. Excuse me, it was Drew Mayer that tried to bring it in, but he was stopped. And now it's puck is down in the Storm. And Glukowski going to get it. 1-0 game here on the breeze. Tri-City trailing to Team USA. And a goal by Christian Fisher just 56 seconds in. Puck's going down for an icing now on Tri-City. And we get a stoppage with 10:31 remaining. Here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play, here on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffern with you here from Ann Arbor, Michigan, as Tri-City trails 1-0. Apologize that we had to cut the pregame show here. We had a Husker football, exciting action between the Huskers and Penn State. Cut the pregame show. Vero Wireless pregame show, you'll hear it in full tomorrow afternoon, before these two teams meet for the second time in 2 days. Faceoff won by USA, and the shot deflection wide of the net there. Shot came from Nicholas Boca. Now a chance in front was taken by Chase Berger and steered away. Another shot there from Boca. Was blocked in front, and now it's moved to the far side. Kept in the zone, though, again by Nicholas Boca. And now it's Glukowski on the far side. Got it forward for Aldworth. Aldworth moved it to Chase Berger. Berger's in onside on the right side. Berger stops. Plays it up top. Glukowski fakes on a shot. Glukowski with a shot. Save made by Lackey, and he hangs on. Lackey committed to Princeton University this season. 6-2 with a 3.07 goals against average and an 89.3% save percentage for Lackey, Washington, D.C. native. Fans from Mercury to the edge of the Milky Way. There's only one place in the universe you can play Nebraska Pick 5. At a Nebraska Lottery retailer with a $50,000 starting jackpot and drawing 6 days a week. Pick up a Nebraska Pick 5 ticket today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. 9:52 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to Team USA. We see a faceoff going to come in the USA and the Storm in their second game with head coach Jim Holton. Last night, the Storm were shut out by the Chicago Steel, 2-0. The Steel got the 2-0 win over the Storm. Faceoff now in the Team USA end. Scrum four in the corner, and the USA team has it. Big hit there on the near side. Now it's moved forward. And into the zone come Team USA. Carrying it was Brendan Warren. Now down low in the far side corner. And we get a stoppage in play here as the net came off. 9:33 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Team USA with a 1-0 lead on Tri-City. Last year the Storm played the U-17s once. And that time it was in Kearney at the Viero Event Center. The Storm trailed early on in that game. 2 goals from Jack Eichel, who's now playing for the 18 and under squad. And the Storm trailed in that game, but they came back, got some momentum, and scored a bunch of goals late to win that one. Only time these two teams met last year. Now, obviously, a full new squad of USA players, so not much of a carryover. The only player that was in that game for USA that's here today is Chris Wilkie. Now it's chipped in deep to the Storm end. Sincere trying to move it around the net. It's moved forward here in the near side, but it's kept in, and a shot! And a save made by Levine. Now on the far side, Lebowski trying to find Horn and neutralize, deflected right back to the stick of Joseph Masonis. And now it's in the storm end. A chance in front was blocked. Now it's picked up by Tri-City again, Christian Horn. Got it up top, but couldn't get it out of the zone. Nice hit there from Poganski. Frees the puck up. Again, the Storm can't clear. Jones able to keep it in. Now on the near side. Storm trying to work it out of the zone. They do. Nice job by Christian Horn to get it out of the zone. And now it's McAvoy who comes back in. McAvoy in onside. On the far side, tried a shot to the net. Was deflected over the net. Now on the near side. Still in the Storm end. Team USA with some good pressure here on this shift. And another shot from Stevens. Save made by Hayden Levine. And he hangs on. So Levine makes the stop. 8-11 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play in Ann Arbor. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Team USA. Faceoff now. It'll be Roslovic. We get a stoppage right off the drop. We'll redo the faceoff. Faceoff's in the Storm end. Chase Berger against Jack Roslovic to the right of Hayden Levine. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Cutler Martin on the far side for Nick Hutchison. Banked it out to neutralize. Try to find Eastman, but he couldn't. And now McAvoy. Hutchison loses an edge. Now on the far side, Stevens in the Storm end. Shot went wide of the net from Team USA. And now on the far side, Chase Berger trying to chip it forward. Storm do get it to neutralize with Eastman. And now it's flipped back in by USA. Gukowski goes back to play it for Tri-City. Gukowski trying to steer it in front. Almost turned it over. Got it back into the far side corner. Martin sees a lot of pressure here. Now Chase Berger lost the puck. Quick chance and a shot was blocked by Gukowski. And now here's Eastman. Eastman to the red line. Eastman chips it in. Goes behind the Team USA net, picked up by Fitzgerald. And now it's played here behind the net once again by Wuhensky. Now to White in neutral ice. In onside. White on the near side. Centering pass, and the shot was deflected over the net. Now it's back to the stick of Joel Esperance. On the far side, Jalen Schultz has it for Tri-City. Schultz to neutral ice, trying to get it to Wilkie. It was taken away by Team USA once again. Under 7 minutes remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-0 for Team USA over Tri-City. Dello trying to get it up the wall. And now a quick chance for USA and a slot pass went over to the far side. And now Lesperance takes it back. Lesperance to Wilkie and onside. Wilkie trying to get to Gomez, but it was stopped by Team USA. Now here comes the program team in onside on the far side. To the center, and a shot went wide. Good look there from Jeremy Bracco. Bracco, the Freeport, New York native, one of the leading scorers on the 17-and-under squad. Just missed an end on that opportunity. Lesperance got it up to Gomez on the far side. And now Gomez backhands it to Chris Wilkie. Wilkie just circles back in neutral ice. Now Wilkie will start forward. Flips one forward for Lebowski, who got it in, but not deep. Played by USA, and now moved forward by Hannafin. And he moves to the net, to the center. Levine's there to make a save. Couple players pushing and shoving in front. Levine covers it up with 5:57 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Noah Hannafin took that shot. Norwood, Massachusetts native. Also committed to Boston College, similarly to Colin White here on this USA team, as well as Casey Fitzgerald, Massachusetts natives, committed to BC. On the near side, USA wins the faceoff, and they keep it in once again. Noah Hannafin with a shot that went wide. Rebound. Lebowski chips it all the way down the ice. Icing is waved off as it's picked up by Hannafin. Takes a hit from Poganski, and now it's moved forward by Team USA. Tkachuk with it on the far side. Tkachuk into the zone. He steps. He moves it down low. Picked up by Gukowski. Pulled around to the far side of the top of the zone. Kept in by USA. A shot! Save made by Levine. Rebound on the near side. Drew Mayer got it forward and out of the zone. Now it's played by Hannafin once again for Team USA. And Hannafin moves it forward. Martin takes it back. And it's taken by Tkachuk. Now on the far side. USA with an opportunity here. Down low, chance in front. Levine makes the save. Rebound again, Team USA, Brandon Warren. Warren on the near side. Moved on the near side wall now. Karch Bachman on the ice for Tri-City. A shot, save made. Rebound loose for Warren again. Up top. And another shot and a save by Levine. Levine making a couple good saves here, keeping it 1-0. That one got deflected down on Levine. This time Eastman able to get it all the way down the ice, got it to the red line and all the way down. And now it's moved by USA on the far side. USA moving up the ice with some speed. Little move getting past Schultz. Now to the center and a stop play there by Kyle Eastman. Now here comes Karch Bachman the other way. Bachman on the near side. Bachman going to try to move past Jones to the net. Shoot, save made there. Nice job by Karch Bachman with a bit of an end-to-end rush and getting an opportunity. And now it's taken back by Greenway to Warren. Warren in onside. Tried a centering pass. Lebowski stopped that one. Loose puck behind the Storm. And Levine able to cover up and stop play. 3:57 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to Team USA. Storm now have been going for a long time without scoring a goal. They're over two complete games where they have not scored. And now here, almost a full first period where they have not registered a goal. Here the faceoff was won by USA. They got it behind the Storm net. Up top. Out of the far side. With a shot, Levine makes the save. Big rebound in front was steered away by Kevin Kerr. And now it's Nick Hutchison. Hutchison on the far side gets it out of the zone. Glove down by USA, now brought in by Chase Berger. Berger goes in deep there. Play against Christian Evers. Now it's Aldworth up top. Gets it to Kerr. Kerr moves around one man. Kerr up top for Hutchison. Hutchison with a shot. And a save made by the blocker of Lackey. Now on the far side, Aldworth had the rebound but lost it on the far side. And USA brings it out into the Storm end. Big hit there. A neutral ice taking down Flutstrand. The Storm will move forward to Chase Berger. Berger flips one in. Goes off on a change. Aldworth tying up his man down low. Going to try to play the puck here in the USA end. Team USA gets out of the zone. And now here's some speed for USA. Luke Kerwin put one into the netting, stopping play as he moved into the Storm end. 2:54 remaining. Here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Team USA under 17 program here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Faceoff is scrum 4-1 by USA. The far side corner, chance in front. Good opportunity there, but Luke Kerwin did not get all the shot there. And now it's moved behind the net. Chance in front again. Comes out to Gomez. And Gomez able to bring it up to Cutler Martin out of the zone. Wilkie flipped it in. Had Lesperance there on the far side. Could have looked for him. But he flipped it in for Gomez. Now Wilkie gets it back. Wilkie from the far side. Wilkie up top to try to get to Klukowski. It was banked out of the zone by Kerwin. And now it's back into the Storm end. Wilkie picks it back up. Finds Martin. Martin circles back in his own end. Finds Glukowski with a bank off the boards. Glukowski flips one forward in a neutral ice. Calmed down by Lesperance. Here's a 2-on-1. Lesperance shoots and scores! Joel Lesperance with the goal for the Tri-City Storm, and they tie things up at 1 with 2:06 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm get on the board here for the first time tonight, the first time since last Friday against Dubuque. It's Joel Lesperance who puts in the goal. Six goals on the season now for Lesperance. He scores in front of his entire family here, a Brighton, Michigan native. And good segue, you're going to hear from Joel Lesperance coming up in a couple minutes during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Got to speak to Joel before the game started, and you'll hear that interview coming up in a few minutes. The Storm have tied this game at 1 with 2 minutes remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. What a big goal by Joel Lesperance. Came in, decided he had a 2-on-1 with Gomez, but he was going to shoot there, and he beat Michael Lackey, glove side, right over the glove. And it's 1-1 now, tie game. Puck's now below the goal line in the USA end. Bachman puts it down low for Steve Hayden. Hayden takes a hit, trying to move the puck. He's with Eastman and Bachman now for the Tri-City Storm. As Hayden got taken down, Bachman played it to the center. Now Eastman's got it. Kyle Eastman to the center, and stopped by Karch Bachman. So the shot, save made by Lackey. Rebound loose. Picked up there by Nicholas Polka. Big hit there on the near side by Eastman. Team USA with possession. 1:18 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Here on the Breeze, 94.5. 1-1 the score. Kachuk with a shot and a save made by Levine. Puck bouncing around to the center. Picked back up by Kachuk. The far side of the center, Levine makes another save, and now it's taken away by Pogansky. Pogansky trying to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. Kept in by Kachuk. Final minute of the first period. Nice hit there by Dello on Kachuk. And it's picked up again by USA. Storm struggling to clear their own end here. Now Pogansky finally with it. We get a stoppage and a penalty whistle. Cross-checking the call. And it looks like it's coming to the Storm. 49 seconds remaining. We have our first penalty of the night. Jalen Schultz goes off for cross-checking. Storm go to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. So 49 seconds remaining here in the period. Storm with a paint song. Quick shame by Hayden Levine. Now the puck's gloved down in front. And a chance. Lesperance bat is out of the zone. Nice job by Lesperance, who has the Storm goal here in the first period. Tied at one here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. 30 seconds remaining in the period. 1:40 left in the Schultz cross-checking penalty, which will carry over to the second period if the Storm can kill the rest of this period. 20 seconds more as the Storm get it out of the zone once more all the way down on Lackey. And now Jones has it to the center, and Berger stops that one. Berger trying to pass to Lesperance, taken away by USA. They've got it with 10 seconds left in the period. In onside. Now the far side, 5 seconds left. The shot was blocked in front. Rebound loose. Chance there. Levine makes the save and swats it away with a stick as time expires. 1-1 the score after one period. Tri-City gets a goal from Joel Lesperance and gets on the board for the first time here this weekend. Shut out last night in Chicago, and just getting that goal definitely loosening things up here for the Tri-City Storm. We got a packed Central Hydraulic intermission report coming up next. We've talked to Joel Lesperance. We got a chance to record an interview with him before the game, and he just scored the first goal for the Storm here tonight. Tied 1-1 here between Tri-City and Team USA. We'll take a break and come back with a Central Hydraulic intermission report right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
For all your paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Jared Schaffer now joined by Joel Lesperance here of the Tri-City Storm. Joel in his second season with the Storm, and about 16 games into this season, Joel, the leading scorer on the Tri-City team. But tonight, he gets to play in front of his family members, and Joel with the largest family of anybody else on the team. And you come home to your home state of Michigan here in Ann Arbor, not too far from home, and you get to play in front of all of your family. What's that going to feel like tonight?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, my dad said he bought 40 tickets, and this place is going to be full of my family. It's just going to be a good time.
Feel like maybe a little bit of a home game, a lot of Storm chants going?
Yeah, it probably will be. There's a lot of guys from Michigan on the team, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, now the other guys on the team, I know you're, you know, close with guys like Nolan, Drew Mayer, those guys with some home fans as well. They also expecting a lot of people here to come out?
Yeah, I heard Nolan's going to have at least 20 or so. Same with Steve Hayden. Mayer said he's going to have a couple too, so it's going to be full of Storm fans. So
it's not often that you probably get to play in front of your friends and family. When's the last time that they saw you play some hockey in a USHL game or in some, you know, setting like this?
My parents came out to Kearney and watched, but like family and friends, probably a couple years now since I've played around here that they could watch. So
obviously, pretty important weekend for you then here.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be real fun.
Now, you guys had a pretty crazy week here. You came in on Monday, found out there was going to be a coaching change. Right away, you get a new coach hired. You jump into a whole new, different kind of thing with a new coach. How's that been in the locker room for the whole team just to kind of go and be under a different leadership?
There's a totally different energy in the locker room now. Everybody's excited. Everybody's ready to go. And practices are a lot more intense. Everybody's ready to go for practice every day, and it's just a lot more fun now.
When you're on the bench last night, anything different? Obviously, you know, you got a new head coach, but you still got your assistants with you, so I'm sure, you know, changing things not too much. But how was it on the bench for a game last night?
It was fun. He kept us in the game. He's very positive on the bench.
Have you ever been through a coaching change like that before? Has anybody else on the team been through something like that? Seems like a lot of you guys probably had never experienced that kind of a change.
No, I've never experienced it. I'm not sure if anybody else on the team has, but it's definitely a different feeling, different thing.
What kind of things has he done that's been different in practice as far as, you know, is he doing different kind of drills? What is his emphasis that he's got, that he's kind of told you?
More high tempo. Like, we'll do a drill for 5 minutes at the most and we'll go to the next thing. He doesn't like to overdo things, just high tempo, on to the next thing, one thing at a time.
All right, Joel Lesperance here joining us during the intermission report. Joel, final thing here. You guys have lost a couple in a row now. What is the key to tonight's game? What do you got to do to get a W in this one?
We got to get pucks to the net and go to the net hard. We have been struggling to score goals, and that's what we got to do. We just got to get to the net, put some pucks in the net.
All right. Joel Esperance joining us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully you can get one in front of your friends and family.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jared.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tri-City Storm are tied 1-1 with the Team USA under 17 team. After one period, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And the Storm got behind in this one as we get right into our Sandler Implement Period recap. Those of you who just heard from Joel Lesperance here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. The Storm got behind 1-0 very early in this game, 56 seconds in. Christian Fisher scores a goal from Nick Boca at 56 seconds in again. And the Storm were trailing by one for a large part of that first period. Definitely took Tri-City a little bit of time to get into this game. It's a bit of a different atmosphere. If you're a Storm player, you're used to playing in front of these USHL crowds that have a lot of fans. They have a lot of excitement. They have a lot of energy. And here in Ann Arbor, nothing to take away from what they're doing here, because the program has been very successful generating players to go into college and eventually on to the NHL. But right now, it is not a loud place to play. There's not a lot of energy. It's just a lot of parents, families watching a hockey game. More like a high school atmosphere or a minor atmosphere than the junior atmosphere. So I think a little bit different of a situation for the Storm, and they were a little slow. They came out a little slow, and they were outshot 14-8 in that first period, but they were able to get a goal and tie things up at the end of the first. Joel Lesperance from Nolan Glukowski, two Michigan guys hooking up, and Glukowski got it to Lesperance, who went in and scored at 17:54, tied this game at one, and gave the Storm some new life here in this one. I think Tri-City's going to start crashing the net, winning battles. I really think that first goal got them much more relaxed. They did take a late penalty there. Jalen Schultz took one at 19:10 with 50 seconds remaining in the period. So we got a minute 10 left on the Jalen Schultz power play, or cross-checking penalty in the power play for the Team USA team. Levine was very good in the first period. Hayden Levine, 14 saves on 15 shots in the first period. A very impressive start for Levine. I thought he made some key saves, especially could have gotten a little bit more out of hand here for USA, but Levine made some big saves. Keep it 1-0. Michael Lackey makes 7 saves on 8 shots. And we have a 1-1 game after one period. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Fans, we want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox. Best Western Plus is doing the email inbox this season. You can send a question about the Tri-City Storm to us via email at bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. That is bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. Presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. We get a chance to check the out-of-town scoreboard now, presented by Midway Auto Group. And we're on the East Coast here in the USHL, which means we're a little bit ahead of everybody else. Not all the games have gotten underway just yet. The one game that is underway is Muskegon on top of the U.S. 18-and-under team. That's in Muskegon. The Lumberjacks up 2-0 over Team USA. Other games that will get started, and we'll keep updating you on these all night. Sioux City and Youngstown facing each other tonight. Youngstown was in Lincoln last night. Tonight they're in Sioux City. Chicago and Dubuque are battling. The Steel with two home games this weekend. They beat the Storm 2-0 yesterday, and they're facing the Dubuque Fighting Saints tonight in Chicago. Sioux Falls and Fargo will battle in Sioux Falls. Omaha is hosting Indiana, and Lincoln is hosting Waterloo. All those games getting underway in just a little bit here, as they are in Central Time Zone. We are in Eastern Time Zone, and we'll have a 2:30 p.m. start tomorrow. And we got two more periods left in this one tonight, so that'll do it with your Central Hydraulic and Emission Report. And we will take a break and come right back here for the second period at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Tri-City and Team USA tied 1-1 here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Oh, just about done with the intermission report here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Tri-City Storm tied 1-1 with Team USA as we head to the second period here presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. And the Tri-City Storm tied 1-1 with Team USA National Development Team here after one period. And as we said on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, the Storm definitely came out tentative here tonight, but they got that late goal from Joel Esperance, and that was key for the Storm here getting ready for the second period. That goal from Joel Esperance, I feel like a huge weight was lifted from this team when he was able to score that goal. Just a huge weight lifted off their backs as it had been over two games since the team had scored a goal. And when Lesperance put that one in the net, I think everybody collectively breathed a sigh of relief here. And the Storm back on the ice now for the second period. Teams will switch sides. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial, while Team USA will go from left to right. Once again, Team USA is wearing their white uniforms with white helmets, blue lettering and numbering on the back here. It's red, white, and blue, Team USA colors. Tri-City Storm tonight in their black uniforms. They have not worn their blacks in a few weeks, as they hadn't been able to bring them to many road places. But tonight, Storm wearing those black uniforms, and they'll go, again, from right to left on your radio dial here for the second period. Black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back. Very good-looking black uniforms this year for the Storm. They're the third jerseys, but a chance to wear them here against Team USA. We're ready for the second period. Lesperance taking the opening draw against Colin White. And it's won by Team USA. We're underway in the second period. 1-1 game here in Ann Arbor. Moved in by White. White with Bracco there with him. Bracco takes a hit. Now it's moved on the near side. And it's chance in front. Levine's got to smother the puck there. Puck just popped out to the top of the crease, and Levine alertly covered it up, stopping play here. Just 18 seconds into the second period. Tri-City Storm and Team USA are tied to 1-1 here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze. 94.5 FM, Tri-City. Tied to 1-1 here with Team USA. Faceoff is to the left of Levine, and it's won by USA, but now chipped out of the zone by Chase Berger and brought back by Team USA defenseman Noah Hannafin. Now on the far side, Hannafin brings it into the zone. Glukowski stops him there, and Glukowski lifts it out of the zone. Storm still killing a penalty here. Jalen Schultz into the box for cross-checking, and there's 30 seconds remaining on the penalty to Jalen Schultz. This is the first power play of the game for either side here, the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. As USA brings it back up the ice into the Storm end on the far side. Team USA center has knocked away by Berger and out of the zone again. Very nice first minute here of the second period for the Storm, killing a penalty. Just 8 seconds remaining in that power play for Team USA. Now back into neutral ice. As Hannafin moved it into the zone again, knocked out by Dell, but it was actually hit off his own man, Poganski. Now we get a stoppage and a penalty. Whistle to Team USA. So just as the Storm get to full strength, We have a penalty to Team USA, and the Storm led to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 18:46 remaining in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tri-City Storm are tied 1-1 with Team USA, and they're starting a power play right now. Century 21 power plays. And the man in the box is Luke Coonan. Storm win the faceoff, and now it's Kevin Kerr. 2 minutes. Whistled on the penalty. Kerr over to Cecile. Now Christian Horn in the right circle, trying to throw into the center. Was blocked. Horn gets it back. Horn moves it around to the near side wall. It's going to be out of the zone, though. Kevin Kerr couldn't get over there in time. Luke Coonan for high sticking is the call. And the Storm on the power play here, presented by Century 21. Now on the far side, the USA able to clear the zone once more all the way down. 30 seconds into the man advantage for Tri-City. 1-1 game here, 2 minutes into the second period. Kevin Kerr has things set up behind his own net. And he starts forward. Kerr to the far side. Joel Lesperance, who has the goal for the Storm tonight, trying to get it up front for Horn. And was taken away by USA and sent all the way down the ice once more. 1 minute remaining now in the power play for Tri-City. Kevin Kerr just threw one in on Levine. Levine got a cover up there. Stop play. The faceoff's going to come in the Storm end here to the right of Levine. 17:47 remaining in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. And 101 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Berger will take this faceoff against Brendan Warren. Carlton, Michigan native. Storm win the faceoff, and Martin finds Glukowski on the far side over to Wilkie. Wilkie finds Martin now, who puts it into the zone. It's wrapped around the wall to the far side. Wilkie trying to catch up to it. It's chipped to the top and out of the zone. Glukowski lets Martin go chase it down. And Martin, from behind the Storm net, will move forward ahead of Warren. Martin racing up the ice down the far side. Martin in onside. Cutler Martin stops on the far side, takes a hit. Wilkie moves it behind the net to chase Berger. Wilkie gets it back. Wilkie now with some space to operate. Gets it up to Martin. Back to Wilkie in the right circle. And he crosses one over to Glukowski here. Glukowski takes a shot that's deflected up high and into the corner over to Aldworth, who got sealed off. And now it's moved on the far side by USA up to the top of the zone. And now it's out of the zone. Back to the Storm side of things, where Martin will start forward again. Cutler Martin brings it into the zone with Wilkie. Final seconds of the Storm Century 21 power play. Wilkie threw one on net. Save made there by Lackey. Back to full strength we go. Here is Team USA has it. USA in their own end on the near side now. Moving to the top. Eastman trying to take it away. Centering pass there. Trying to find Karch Bachman. Della with a shot that went wide. Rebound down low, and it was touched up here for a high stick by Team USA. And so it's high stick on the Storm, it looks like, because they're going to bring the faceoff all the way down to the Tri-City end. 16:26 remaining now in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. And faceoff to the right of Hayden Levine in the Storm, and a 1-1 game here between Storm and Team USA. The goals for Christian Fisher and Joel Esperance, both in the first period. USA wins the faceoff on the far side and stopped by Eastman. And now it's backhanded toward the center. Loose puck here in front. And a chance that went wide of the net. Karch Bachman slows it down. And now Bachman backhands one to Steve Hayden in neutral ice. And Hayden flips one into the USA end of things. Played down low. Bachman goes and gets it. Centers it. Taken by Eastman. Eastman now on the backboards. Kyle Eastman evades one player. Eastman from the near side. Gets it back to Bachman. Karch Bachman centering pass. And a shot from Dello. Chance went wide. Eastman had a chance. Eastman pushing and shoving with a USA player here as he goes to the bench. Drew Mayer's in now for the Storm. And it's out of the zone for USA. Back to the Storm end. Dello corrals it on the near side for Steve Hayden. Got it forward for Drew Mayer. Mayer racing up the ice here. Good shift for Karch Bachman there, the affiliate player for Tri-City. Bachman the same age as most of these USA players, a 97. And now it's moved forward by Team USA. Michael Fludstrand A collision in neutral ice. Got it into the Storm end. Garrett Cecere with it now. We're 5 minutes into the second period. Still tied 1-1 here in Ann Arbor. Back to the Team USA sticks in Noah Hannafin. The neutral ice. Nice little move there. Back to the near side. Boca puts it in deep to the Storm end. Lukowski behind the net. Played it to Drew Mayer. Mayer up the wall. Chipped out by Berger. And now Nick Hutchison will race for it with Berger. Berger gets there first. Trying to chip it to Hutchison in front. Shot went wide. Now Hutchison with it behind the net. Hutchison on the far side. Centers to Berger, who put one wide. Rebound for Team USA here on the near side. It's Christian Fisher. Fisher takes a hit there in his own end from Joey DiBenedetto on the ice. And now it's all the way down for an icing whistle to Team USA. 14:31 remaining in the second period. 1-1 the score. Second game for Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton. Holton barking on his at his players on the bench. We got a face-off here to the right of the USA goaltender, Michael Lackey. Christian Horn comes in to take it for Tri-City. 1-1 game. Face-off won by the Storm. Schultz up top for Martin. Martin with a shot. Went wide of the net. Rebound, Steve Hayden. Hayden on the far side. Put one to the center. Nobody there. DiBenedetto in deep on the forecheck. Can't get it out. And now USA able to get it out. It's Fisher. And it's moved in on, moved in offside by Team USA. 14-14 remaining in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. 1-1 the score between Tri-City and Team USA. Face-off just outside of the Storm end now. Storm win it, and Schultz brings it forward. Evers to the USA end. Left the puck there on the near side. And now it's moved out of the zone there by Dennis Young. Now it's deep into the Storm end. Schultz able to wrap his man up. The far side gets moved up top. It's for Charles McAvoy, the Long Beach, New York native, Long Island. Jan takes a hit from Cutler Martin. Now down low. Jan's still moving it there. It's moved behind the net by Jordan Greenway. Greenway from Potsdam, New York. 6'4", 214 pounds. And Martin flips one to the far side. Jalen Schultz, first man there. USA retreating. Tri-City goes forward. And it's banked out of play. Went off Wilkie and out. 13:25 remaining in the second period here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Tri-City Storm and Team USA tied 1-1 here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Shots on goal now 18-9 in favor of USA, and Jim Holton just trying to get the Storm to cut down on the shots against. Been allowing too many shots in his opinion. Now on the far side, Team USA will start forward with it. Playing, there's going to be a penalty whistled here to Tri-City as a USA player down on the ice. A tripping call on Tri-City. Dan Lebosky will go to the box. 13:08 remaining here in the second. The Storm of the GNC penalty kill for the second time tonight. So Lebosky for tripping, and now a Team USA power play with 13:08 remaining in the second, and a 1-1 game. Face off to the right of Levine in the Storm end. Won by Tri-City, Kevin Kerr gets to the puck and shoots it all the way down the ice. Goaltender Michael Lackey out for Team USA, and it's moved by Noah Hannafin. Hannafin on the near side, plays give and go there. And now on the far side, it's brought in by Team USA. Dello able to knock that puck away to the near side corner. White took a big hit from Kerr. Dello trying to pry the puck away. Now up top. At the point, it goes. And a chance for Hannafin on the near side. Threw one in front, deflected away. And now Dello circles back. Dello trying to get it to Kerr. Chance in front. Knocked down by Hutchison. Hutchison taken down. Penalty upcoming to Team USA. So USA called for a penalty and will be 4-on-4. For the next minute 17. 12:25 remaining in the second period. Bracco will go to the box. Jeremy Bracco, the Freeport, New York native, heads to the box. 1-1 the score. 4-on-4 for the next minute 17. And then the Storm will have an abbreviated power play for 43 seconds. Face off in the USAN. The Storm had possession, but it's knocked right off their sticks. Team USA has it. Zach Wohensky moves it forward. We're 4-on-4 now in neutral ice. Puck is brought in by Fitzgerald offside. 12:08 remaining here in the second period. 1-1 the score. Tri-City and Team USA were 4-on-4 for the next minute. 1:44 remaining here in the penalty, which was recently called a Jeremy Bracco for tripping. 4-on-4 right now. Bracco, excuse me, for hooking. It was Lebowski that went for tripping. As it's Horn now off the faceoff for Tri-City neutral ice. Horn moves past one man. Nice move to get in the zone. Horn to the center, and he takes his shot, and it was blocked in front. Horn had Poganski there, and he decided to move into the slot and take that shot. And that's what the Storm been preaching. Take your shot if you have one. That's how they scored their first goal. Joel Esperance with a 2-on-1 takes his shot and scores. So Christian Horn made a nice move to create a shot there for himself. Now he's a chance in front for Team USA, and a shot that Levine makes the save on. And he keeps it out of the net. Big save by Levine there. Rushing to the net was Matt Tkachuk. And Levine with the glove keeps it out. Hayden Levine having a nice game for Tri-City. 28 seconds remaining in a 4-on-4. 11:36 remaining now in the second period. Face-off won by Tri-City, and Cutler Martin has it on the near side. Martin moves it forward for Chase Berger. Berger, a cross-ice pass deflected away. And now it's Dello, moves it back to Wilkie. Wilkie got stopped in neutral ice, taken away from him. And it's on the far side and in the Storm end. Turned over to Berger. Berger trying to lead Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side. He catches up to it. Wilkie to the shot, to the net for a shot. It was blocked. And Wilkie went down on the play. Gets back up. Sasir finds Kevin Kerr. Storm now on the power play for 44 seconds. Up top it goes for Sasir. Storm changing there. Cecil to Kerr. Now a shot and a save made there by Lackey. Nice shot by Jeff Lesperance. And now it's Cecil. Settles down for Kerr. Kerr in the top of the zone on the right point. Now on the near side, it's Lesperance. Gets control of it. Cecil with a shot was blocked. Kevin Kerr with it. 22 seconds left in the power play. Up top, Cecil keeps it in. Cecil holding. Back down to Kevin Kerr in the right circle. Lesperance with a shot and he scores! Joel Lesperance, second of the night, coming on the power play. And the Tri-City Storm have themselves a 2-1 lead with 10:37 remaining in the second period. Joel Lesperance took the pass from Kevin Kerr. Garrett Sasir will pick up an assist as well. And Lesperance squeezed it through blocker side, right over the blocker. It got past the goaltender Lackey. Storm with a cross-ice passing, moving the puck well on the on a short power play, got Lackey moving from side to side, and Lesperance was able to fire a shot past him. His second goal of the night, and his seventh on the season. Now we get a stoppage as we restarted play, and they stopped things right away. Lesperance leading the team with 12 points, 7 goals, and 5 assists now for the second-year Storm forward. And just a big-time play from Lesperance to wrist that one into the back of the net. Second period of play is presented by Papa John's Pizza. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the store at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. So there's 10:34 remaining in the second period. We're about halfway through this game. And the Storm have taken a 2-1 lead. Joel Lesperance has both Storm goals. And Tri-City able to convert on the power play there. Lesperance, a big goal for the Storm. Put them in front now, 7 on the season. Again, doing it in front of the family. Joel is one of 9 brothers and sisters in his household in Brighton, Michigan. Playing in front of a lot of those members of his family here today, and he's making it count. 2 goals on the night thus far. Jalen Schultz off the faceoff sends it all the way down. Kerr and Sasir on the assist just announced for the Lesperance goal. And now it's back out to neutral ice. Jalen Schultz with it. We get a stoppage, and we get a penalty upcoming. Looks like it's going to be on Tri-City. It's an elbowing call on Drew Mayer. Mayer to the box, and the Storm will be killing yet another power play for Team USA. This is the third power play they've given USA here in not so many minutes. In about the last 10 minutes or so, Schultz took a penalty late in the first period at 19-10. Then Lebowski took one for tripping. Now, the Lebowski penalty was negated when Jeremy Bracco went for hooking. So, two more minutes on the power play for Team USA. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. USA able to win the faceoff. And now it's Hannafin with it at the center. Now on the far side with a shot. Levine makes the save with a glove. Shot came from Michael Flunstrand, the Hinsdale, Illinois native, committed to Harvard University. Levine. Nice little nonchalant glove save there from Hayden Levine. Got the flashing of the leather going there. 1:52 remaining in the Drew Mayer penalty for elbowing. Now on the far side, it's Glukowski, moved it behind the net, taken by USA here on the power play. It's Boca, Nick Boca. Now to the far side, on the right circle, up top once again to Hannafin. He's shifting with it. Lesperance out there to play him. Moved down low now for USA here for Warren, and a shot was saved by Levine with the right pad. Nice shot there came from Hannafin. Storm scrumming for in the corner. Martin comes free with it and clears it all the way down the ice. Nice job by Martin in the Storm penalty kill. Lesperance coming hard for it. It's forced around the far side by Lackey. Gomez puts it back in deep. 1:14 remaining now in the penalty kill for the Chinese City Storm. Lesperance able to kill a couple more seconds off. And now he lost the puck, so Team USA will move forward. Jan has it now. And he moves it past the red line inside the zone for Boca. Flipped it in deep. Played behind the net by Team USA. Jan kicks it to himself up top. Goes down low. Chance in front. Storm tied up their man there nicely. Now Boca trying to shot that was blocked. And now Hutchison has it. Neutral ice. Hutchison got some room. Moves a nice move around him and shoots and just misses the net. Nick Hutchison with a beautiful move to get a shot off there. And then Hutchison goes to the bench for a line change. Just missed the net there, but a beautiful move. Not something you see from Nick Hutchison always there, but very talented play there. And now Floodstrand chips it into the Storm end. 23 seconds left in the USA power play. Floodstrand tied up by Bachman, who gets it out of the zone. And Bachman in a race for the puck, trying to get to it. The USA able to get back and pick up the puck. Nice job by Karch Bachman there against Zach Wohensky. And now the USA in neutral ice. Bachman again making things happen for Tri-City as Eastman's able to poke it to himself. He shoots, and it's blocked there by Wohensky. And now the Storm are back at full strength. Look at Bachman to the center now. And it was taken away by Team USA. Karch Bachman in his first USHL game. Really getting some good ice time and making things happen. Now Horn almost got a steal there, but it's kept in by USA in the Storm end. Played on the far side corner now by Team USA. Now playing the goal line. Centering pass deflected by Eastman out of the zone. And here's Christian Horn. Horn on the near side. Horn to the center. Gets stopped there by Wohensky. Lost his stick. Picks it back up. And now Team USA has control with 7:40 remaining in the second. Tri-City with a 2-1 lead here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Joel Esperance with both Storm goals here tonight. Team USA has to start from behind their own end. Storm with a heavy forecheck here, really trying to create a turnover. And they get one here, neutralizes Poganski. Now it's played back by Team USA, and Wohensky on the far side, taken by Lebowski. In onside is Horn. Horn, little pass behind Poganski. Chance in front went wide. Horn and Poganski working well together. Up top for Kevin Kerr. Kerr makes one move to the far side. Centering pass, Lebowski shoots. Miss wide, might have gotten a piece of it there, the goaltender Lackey. And USA recovers the puck, and now they've got it at the red line. Flipped in deep. Kevin Kerr goes back to play it there, sealed off nicely. And now it's moved to Lebowski in the near side. Lebowski up top and kept in the zone by USA. Fisher, and it's going to be a hand pass whistled on Team USA. Stoppage in play. 6:41 remaining in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney, Tri-City Storm with a 2-0 lead on the Team USA under 17 team here tonight. And a couple big chances for the Storm in the last couple minutes. Got to keep getting pucks to the net. That's what the new coach Jim Holton's been preaching. And now Nolan Glukowski turns it over. And here's Team USA with a chance and a save by Levine. Rebound, they crash the net. cleared away by the storm. Kept in, though, by Joseph Mahonis. And now on the far side, USA down low. Nice job by Martin, tying up his man Tkachuk. Shoves Tkachuk behind the play. Chance in front, poked away by Glukowski. Nice poke check there. 6 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in the second, and another penalty whistled here to Tri-City. Cross-checking's the call, and this is a little bit out of hand here. The Storm cannot continue to take these penalties. They're shooting themselves in the foot with the penalties. Martin into the box now for cross-checking. This is the fourth penalty of the night for Tri-City, and all within a short amount of time. Schultz for cross-checking, Lebowski for tripping, Mayer for elbowing, and now Martin also for cross-checking. 6:08 remaining here in the second period, 2-1 Storm lead. Schultz moved it up top, and it was Evers that kept it in for USA. Now Bracco with a chance, moves around Schultz to the net, shoots it well high and into the netting. Stopping play with 5:58 remaining in the second period. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead on, 2-1 lead, excuse me, on Team USA here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ, just 10 seconds into the penalty to Cutler Martin. So now a face-off here, USA to Levine's left. It's won by Team USA and moved up top to the point where Bracco gets it back. Bracco, the right circle, now down low below the goal line, over to the far side. Up top once again now to McAvoy. McAvoy holding, moves it down low. Now back up top again. McAvoy to the far side. Back up top. Over to Evers now. Evers on the near side. Takes a shot. Hits the pipe. Rebound. Loose in front. Cleared away by Hutchison. That shot hit the left post. Good looking shot there. Beat Levine, but hit the pipe. Now another shot. Was blocked in front by Dello. Puck's loose. Picked up by Hutchison. Banks it up top. Can't get it out, though. Now it's Bracco on the far side. Up top, and a shot was blocked by Berger. Now it's resettled once again by USA. And it's out of the zone. Chance that they had up top. Storm's going to try to get a couple players changed off here as it's back down to the USA. And McAvoy has it. We got 45 seconds remaining in the power play for Team USA in the Storm of the GNC penalty kill. McAvoy in a neutral ice on the near side. It's moved in by Kunin, but taken by Glukowski, and he sends it the length of the ice. Nolan Glukowski sends it all the way down there, and Lackey stops it behind his net. 24 seconds remaining here in the USA power play. They come in onside, dumped in deep. 15 seconds left in the man advantage in the GNC penalty kill. Eastman finds it on his stick behind the net. Got it to Kevin Kerr on the far side. Poganski trying to get it out. Kept in, though, and now here's Fisher. Fisher takes on a shot. Moves around Eastman. Takes a shot. Saved by Levine. Hayden Levine holding the net post there. Making the save and stopping play with 4:08 remaining in the second period. Just 1 second left in the penalty to Cutler Martin for cross-checking. Once again, 4 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. 2-1 Storm lead, both goals for Joel Esperance. Shots on goal now, unofficially here in U.S. in Ann Arbor, is 22-11 in favor of Team USA. Martin out of the box, races into the play. Cleared around the far side and out of the zone. And USA's got it. It's Fitzgerald on the near side. To neutral ice, moved in, chipped in deep. Esperance shoved his man there as it was Greenway. And now Cecere moves it to the far side. Wilkie batted it out. Here's Gomez. Gomez chips it ahead of Fitzgerald. He's got Esperance in front, and Esperance just missed the chance at a hat trick there. Gomez trying to force the Esperance on the doorstep, and he just missed. Back to Gomez now in neutral ice. Will start forward again for the Storm. Nice pass over to Wilkie. Wilkie leaves for Esperance. He shoots, and he misses up high. Is deflected out of play. Stoppage in play, 3:29 remaining in the second period in Ann Arbor. Tri-City Storm with a 2-1 lead on Team USA. Joel Esperance, an active forward here today for the Storm, has both Storm goals. Almost had a third there, and a nice setup from Gomez. Gomez with two good passes on that shift. Found Wilkie and Esperance for opportunities. Now the faceoff in the USA end, won by the Storm, and Christian Horn. Horn down low. And it's moved around the near side now. Here's USA to neutral ice. Team USA and Stevens. Brody Stevens, Ann Arbor, Michigan native, chips it in deep. And now it's behind the net. Dello on the far side. And it's played up top. Poganski, nice little chip to Lebowski. Lebowski's got the speed going for him. The centering pass for Poganski, and he couldn't catch up to it. Into the far side corner now. Poganski doing work here with under 3 minutes remaining in the second period. Poganski in the far side corner, trying to cycle it down. Kerr was calling for it on the left point, taken away by Team USA. And now it's moved in onside. Stevens with a shot was blocked by Dello. Dello finds the puck now, and he slowly banks it forward for Kyle Eastman. Eastman into the zone onside. He's got room. Eastman to the center. It's a score! Christian Horn from Kyle Eastman. And the Storm take a 3-1 lead. Horn's third goal of the season. 3-1 Tri-City with 2:29 remaining here in the second period. Nice setup. Eastman made the play. Got the puck into the zone on the far side and took a hit. Had some contact there, but moved into the zone. Centered it for Horn. And Christian Horn makes it 3-1 Tri-City. Christian Horn from Kyle Eastman, and the Storm have a 3-1 lead. Horn playing on the line today with Poganski and Lebowski, but Eastman was out there at the right time, made the play. Now here's USA the other way on the face of it, a save by Levine. Big save. Luke Kerwin had a big opportunity there right off the draw, moved in on Levine, and Levine makes the save. 2:19 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Ann Arbor. Tri-City with a 3-1 lead on Team USA. Face off to the left of Levine now. In the Storm end. Officials waiting to drop the puck here. Face off is going to be between Kunin and Lesbrons. Face off won by USA. And McAvoy down low to Fisher. Got taken off the puck there by Gomez, and out to neutral ice it goes. McAvoy behind the play now to defenseman Christian Evers. Evers into the zone, lost the puck. Wilkie flipped it out back to neutral ice. Team USA regroups. Now on the near side, moved by Fisher. In onside, Kunin for the shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound for Tkachuk in the near side corner. 1:42 remaining now in the second period. Tri-City leading 3-1 on USA as Wilkie brings it in. Wilkie behind the net. Regroups with the puck. Wilkie to the far side. Up top for Martin. Cutler Martin holds it over for Gomez. A centering pass knocked out of the zone. Martin recovers now for Tri-City with 1:23 left in the period. And chance for USA here moving into the Storm end. Kunin puts it in deep. Goes off on a change. But it's right to Tkachuk in the near side. Martin hammers him into the near side wall. Played by USA. To the center for Boca. Backhanded shot deflected wide of the net. Rebound to USA in the far side. A shot save made by Levine. Now behind the net. Levine able to cover up. Martin left it for him, and he covers up. 1 minute remaining here on the clock in the second period. Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead. Two goals for Joel Lesperance and one for Christian Horn. 3-1 Tri-City lead. 1 minute left in the second period. Storm want to finish this period with a good minute here. Face-offs to the right of their goaltender, Hayden Levine. It's won by Team USA and a shot and a save by Levine. And he hangs on. 55 seconds now remain in the second period. Hayden Levine having himself a game here for Tri-City. He's made 25 saves on 26 shots, almost through two periods of play. Tri-City only registering about 14 shots on net here. But they've got three goals. Two from Lesperance and one from Christian Horn. Kyle Eastman, by the way, with his second assist of the season. Goal was at 17:31. Kevin Kerr, also with his second assist of the season. Garrett Cecere with his fourth assist of the season. Faceoff, scrum four on the far side of the Storm end. It's played by Hutchison now. Hutchison up top, can't get it out of the zone though. And now it's played down low by USA. Moving in the near side. And the shot was blocked in front there. Another shot, missed the net high and wide. And now the rebound for Boca on the near side. At the point, dumped it back in deep. Dello goes around to play it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr around the near side wall to Hutchison. Hutchison chips it to neutral ice. Nice job by Team USA recovering there. Nice job by White. Now moving back into the zone. Moved in by Hannafin to the center, and it was behind the net. Now on the near side, shot was blocked in front there. Nice job by Dello. Final 8 seconds of the second period. Boca has it for USA with just 5 seconds left, and that's how this second period will end. We have a 3-1 Tri-City Storm lead, and the Storm get 2 goals in that second period. Take a commanding 3-1 lead after 40 minutes of play. The goals for L'Esperance and Horn in the second. It's 3-1 Tri-City after 40 minutes right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Club.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Throw the turkey in the oven, grab your running shoes, and gather the family for the 11th annual Kearney Family YMCA's Turkey Trot and Gobble Wobble, sponsored by the Tri-City Storm. Whether you run as a competitive athlete or just for fun with your family, join us for the kids' one-mile fun run or the 2 or 5 mile races. Each paid registration receives a free ticket to the Tri-City Storm vs. Omaha Lancers game on Friday the 29th. For more information, call the YMCA at 308-237-9622 or visit our website at kearneyymca.org.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back inside the Ice Cube here in Ann Arbor. Jared Sheffrin with you for Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm have a 3-1 lead on Team USA's under-17 team. Through two periods, we're inside our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And here tonight, the Storm opened up a lead in the second period. As we get into your Stadler Implement period recap, Two goals in the second for the Tri-City Storm. The first on the power play from Joel Esperance. Kevin Kerr and Garrett Cecere on the assist at 9:23, and then Christian Horn from Kyle Eastman at 17:31, making it 3-1 Tri-City Storm after two periods. Esperance with two goals for the Storm in this one. Got seven goals on the season. And the Storm with that 3-1 lead being outshot right now 24-14. Officially here, and Hayden Levine has made 23 saves on 24 shots, playing in a place where he's going to be playing in often, Ann Arbor. Levine committed to the University of Michigan, and he's getting a chance to play in this town, not the same rink he'll be playing in, that'll be Yost Ice Arena, which is just on the other side of town here in Ann Arbor. However, Levine, very nice tonight. A very nice performance. 23 saves on 24 shots, getting an opportunity to make a start here. This is just his fifth appearance of the season, and his numbers were a bit struggling if you look at him numbers wise, but he's grown confidence in every game thus far, and that's been a big key for Hayden Levine, getting confidence. And tonight see 40 minutes from him that has been just as good as we've seen any 40 minutes from a goaltender here this season for the Storm. Storm 1-of-2 on the power play. They've held Team USA off the board on the penalty kill. Storm penalty kill 4-for-4 here, and this is a key for the Storm tonight, because they've taken four penalties and just unnecessary penalties. I'm absolutely sure Jim Holton not happy with the penalties the Storm have taken. However, the penalty kill has done a great job limiting opportunities. Hayden Levine, as I mentioned, doing a very nice job for Tri-City in net. And they've held Team USA scoreless on the power play. Once again, shots on goal in favor of USA, 24-14. They've also had two more power plays. They've been getting the puck to the net on Levine. Levine's just making the saves. Michael Lackey's made 11 saves on 14 shots for Team USA. The Storm have that lead. Storm, couple different players, a couple shots on net. Christian Horn's got three. Joel Esperance with four. Nick Hutchison having a good game for the Storm. He's plus one through two periods with a shot on net. And the Storm need to play here 20 more minutes of their best hockey. I think 20 more minutes are in line for the Storm, and they are going to need to play some shutdown hockey, both offensively and defensively, and really show that they earned this win here. They have a 3-1 lead. They're in command. They can shut down the USA team here for 20 more minutes and take a commanding lead. And take a commanding lead 1-0 in the series here. The two teams playing once again tomorrow afternoon. And Team USA, they had the night off yesterday. The Storm played yesterday in Chicago against the Seal, lost 2-0, but now they come out here and they gotta be hungry in the third period. They cannot be content with a 3-1 lead. They gotta get some offense and continue to attack the net on a Team USA team here that came out hot, but the Storm have cooled them down a little bit here after two periods. Really just the key for the Storm in the third. They got to go for the jugular here, play their best 20 minutes of hockey, and come away with 2 points. That's the only thing that matters. And if they can come out here in the third period and play a solid 20 minutes, they can earn themselves a win. They put themselves in position, too, with a nice second period and a couple goals. Now the third period is where they really need to focus, continue to improve their game, and continue to control this one here. They have a 3-1 lead after two periods, and that's going to be key for the Storm. Continue to control pace, control the game, play their way, stay out of the penalty box, and they can get 2 points here tonight against Team USA in Ann Arbor. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I have to remind you about our Stadler implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and great grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break, come back with a Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner. corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside Ann Arbor's Ice Cube here. A couple different rinks in the Ice Cube. And Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead on Team USA. Let's take a check on the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group here. Check these scores around the USHL. Team USA, the 18 and under team, is trailing Muskegon 4-2 in Muskegon tonight. 6:22 remaining in the second period in that one. Sioux City and Youngstown are tied at 1-1 late in the first period. Got about 2 minutes left in the first in that game in Sioux City. Dubuque has opened up a 2-0 lead on the Chicago Steel late in the first period at the edge in Chicago. Goals for Carson Kuhlman and Phil Bogie. It's a 2-0 lead for Dubuque here over Chicago. Indiana and Omaha are tied 1-1 in Omaha. And let's see who scored those goals for Indiana and Omaha. We have Alex Talcott for Indiana and Matt Nelson for the Lancers. And it's 1-1 the score late in the first in that one as well. Fargo and Sioux Falls are scoreless at Sioux Falls Arena. And Lincoln and Waterloo also scoreless at the Icebox in Lincoln, Tri-City Storm. A couple minutes away from trying to secure a victory here. 20 minutes left in this one. And the Storm have a 3-1 lead. L'Esperance with two goals, as well as a goal from Christian Horn. Take one final break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with a third period of play presented by Big O Tires right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here for the third period of the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Jared Schaffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm look to take down the Team USA under 17 team. We've got a 3-1 game here with 20 minutes remaining. Storm back onto the ice tonight. Love these black uniforms the Tri-City Storm are wearing. And performing well in them here tonight. They've switched sides with Team USA. The Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial here for the third and final period. Team USA will go from right to left. Goaltenders still the same here in the third. We still have Hayden Levine for Tri-City as well as Michael Lackey for Team USA. USA, two goals down, trying to get back into this game. Key for the Storm here tonight has been their goaltending and penalty kill. Storm have held USA off the board on the penalty kill, and goaltending, Hayden Levine, done a nice job, making 23 saves on 24 shots. Joel Esperance on the faceoff now for the Storm against Luke Kunin to start the third period, and the Storm win it. Cutler Martin puts it in deep into the USA end. Behind the net it goes on the far side. Gomez gets sealed off there, and it's carried out by USA to neutral ice. Hooked in deep to the Storm end as Hayden Levine had a little trouble handling it here. He's caught out of the net. Playing on the far side. Wilkie able to tie up his man long enough for Levine to get back in net. Down the far side it goes. Where Wilkie plays it on the far side. And he picks it up, wraps it around the near side. Kept in, though, by USA. The defenseman there doing a nice job is Zach Wierenski. And now it's picked up by Cutler Martin around the near side. L'Esperance got it to Wilkie. Wilkie over to L'Esperance. L'Esperance carries it in the zone. Left it for Gomez on the near side. Gomez trying to get it in deep, and he did. Wilkie took a hit. Couldn't move the puck. And now USA has it 1 minute into the Big O Tires. Third period of play here on the breeze. 3-1. Tri-City Storm in the lead. And now it's Pogansky who had the puck back on his stick. Brought back in, though, by Team USA. Kachuk makes a move around Dello. Tries to the center. And a save by Levine. Rebound. Another save. And Levine covers it up. Hayden Levine making some saves here. That time it was Matt Kachuk who had the opportunity in front. And Levine smothers the puck and hangs on to stop play with 18:47. Remaining the Big O Tires. Third period here on the breeze, 94.5. Tri-City with a 3-1 lead here on Team USA. Nice save by Levine. Playing well in front of the net there that time on Kachuk. Christian Horn will take the faceoff against Colin White. Here to resume play. Our side of the shot, and Levine makes the save, and he hangs on once again. Faceoff was won by Team USA. Nicholas Boca put that shot in on Levine. Levine covers up and stops play with 18:43 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period, you're on the breeze. Faceoff will be to the left of Aiden Levine once again. For the Team USA, it'll be Colin White, but now it'll be Chase Berger opposing him on the other side. Puck is dropped. Team USA wins it. Chance in front. Levine has the puck going in on him. Makes a save. Another rebound on the near side for Kyle Eastman. Eastman on the near side. Dumps it into the USA end of the far corner. Boca back to get it. Nick Hutchison plays it away from him. Hutchison back to Eastman. Eastman up top for Cecere. Now Lukowski fires a shot. Deflection in front. Save made. Nice job by Hutchison getting the deflection in front. The save was made there by Lackey. Now on the rebound on the near side. Storm keep it in deep. It was Eastman that forced it on the far side for Chase Berger. Berger got it back in deep. Eastman on the near side. Fighting his man off there. And now USA moves out to neutralize. Bouncing puck back toward the USA end. And here is the Team USA under 17 team. In on side with White. Turns it over to Eastman in the far side. Corner Eastman fires it around the wall. Up top is kept in though by Team USA. Now down low it goes. But in the far side wall for USA. Nice shove by Glukowski. And it's out of the zone. And it's all the way back to the USA end. Back to go get it here is Caleb Jones, a native of Frisco, Texas. Jones behind his own goal with 17:26 remaining in the third. Played it out to neutralize. Was deflected on Kevin Kerstick, but then taken away by USA. Now it's Jan on the far side. Jan for USA down low. Played there behind the net once again by USA. Dello's all over his man, Jordan Greenway, Potsdam, New York native. And now out of the zone it comes. USA recovers back in their own end. Big forecheck from Lebowski. It's moved forward to Greenway. 17 minutes left of the game. Greenway for the center. The shot saved by Levine. Rebound popped out of his glove. Greenway had it back on the far side wall. Now to the center. And an opportunity for Warren. Warren back ran into Greenway. Takes a shot. Levine with the save. And the rebound out of the zone. Hayden Levine, outstanding in net tonight for Tri-City. And now it's moved out of the zone by the Storm. And back to the sticks of Team USA. USA coming with a couple chances early on here. Nice hit and neutralized by the Storm. L'Esperance moving it in. L'Esperance taken down and off the puck. And now Greenway has it back. Jordan Greenway on the near side with Martin on him. Throws it behind the net to the far side where it's played there by Floodstrand. Floodstrand on the far side wall. Takes a hit. Nice job of that Storm of defense there. Jalen Schultz got it to L'Esperance. Now behind the net. Martin back to L'Esperance. Joel L'Esperance gets it forward to Gomez, who kicked it and now recover the puck. Gomez out of the zone, but not much further. USA brings it right back in. Now to the center, and a shot from Stevens got blocked out of the zone, and L'Esperance chipped it forward for Wilkie. Wilkie's in onside. Wilkie from the right side to the center for Gomez, and it was blocked. Nice defense there by USA. Now Gomez in the center, and he shoots, and a save made by Lackey. And Gomez with a prime opportunity there in front. With that shot, and Lackey comes up with a big save here. 3-1 lead for Tri-City with 15:35 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. On the far side, Cutler Martin got it forward to Aldworth, who chipped it into the zone. Icing will be whistled on Tri-City. And the stoppage for a whistle here with 15:27 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Faceoff will be back in the Tri-City Storm end here when they resume play. At Big O Tires, they do more than just tires. They do brakes, alignments, shocks, struts, belts, hoses, radiator service, batteries, transmission service, and more. And their service work is guaranteed at over 1,000 locations across the country. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Face off won by USA with a quick shot from Tkachuk and a save made by Levine. Matt Tkachuk, the son of Keith Tkachuk, longtime NHL player for the St. Louis Blues. Tkachuk playing here at USA program, and his father Keith also very involved in Team USA hockey at all levels, played for the Olympic team and is one of the best players in Team USA history. Tkachuk, one of the best American born NHL players, as his son plays today. Faceoff was won by the Storm. Aldworth with a shot, he scores! Thomas Aldworth threw one at the net and beats Michael Lackey underneath. Lackey Aldworth, his third goal of the season. And now the Storm have a 4-1 lead. That's what happens when you throw the puck in the net. You never know. And Aldworth there from the left circle on the far side just swung around a turnaround shot that Lackey wasn't expecting. And he's got his third goal of the season. The Storm won that faceoff. They pushed the puck in the offensive zone, throw a puck in the net. And now it's 4-1. Tri-City Storm here with 15 minutes remaining in this third period. Aldworth, credit for the goal, his third of the season. Chase Berger is going to be credited with an assist. And now the puck rolled in on Levine, who had to make a save, and he hangs on to the puck. 14:57 remaining in the third period. It's a 4-1 Tri-City Storm lead on a goal by Thomas Aldworth. So two for L'Esperance, one for Horn. And now Aldworth with the goal gives the Storm four goals. Storm need as much offense as they can handle here, as they've struggled offensively this season. Now it's Steve Hayden that moves into the zone. Hayden takes a hit. Move the puck on net. It's covered up that time by Lackey. Stopping play. And we talked about the Storm's offensive struggles plenty this season. And right now, just trying to do as much as they can here offensively. Thomas Aldworth throwing a nice puck at the net and getting credit for a goal. Right now, 14:45 left in this game. Storm doing what, got to continue doing what they're doing. Driving the puck to the net, staying out of the penalty box, and keeping themselves playing smart right now. They went a faceoff and a chance in front for Lebosky there. Poganski set up Lebosky. Lebosky couldn't handle it. Went out of the zone. Dello flipped it back in. Got it in deep in the near side corner. And now it's moved on the far side for the Storm. And it's moved forward. Storm, by the way, four goals equals their most goals that they've scored in a game this season. This is the third time they've done it. They defeated Waterloo 4-2. They lost to Cedar Rapids 7-4. And now here tonight, they score four goals. They're leading 4-1. They also scored four against Dubuque on the 15th last week. And so that's been the highest output for the Storm this season is four goals. See if they can get one more here in this one. As Lebosky gets hammered in neutral ice. And now here comes USA the other way. It's Jan. Plenty of Storm players back, though. Horn lost his stick in neutral ice, and USA's got to regroup here. Jan once again through neutral ice. In onside. Takes a shot as he enters the zone right into the chest of Levine, and he hangs on. Hayden Levine. A fantastic performance thus far for Levine. Getting a start here for Tri-City in a 4-1 game, 13:45. Remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Thomas Aldworth with the lone goal, the third so far at 4:49 from Chase Berger. Levine now discussing with the officials and equipment, looking at his right pad. Maybe they're looking for a puck. Maybe they never found the puck. They're trying to get the puck out of Levine's equipment here. 13:45, the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City with a 4-1 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Still can't find that puck in Levine's equipment. He made the save. Trying to shake it out of his pads. No idea where that puck went. Storm players are helping out. Trying to get the puck out of Levine. Levine, he's been so good here today. Everything, he's been stopping everything. And now they get the puck out of his equipment. We'll get a face off to the left of the Tri-City Storm goaltender. 13:45 remaining in the third. Faceoff won by Tri-City, enforced behind the net, where USA gonna win a battle, throw it out in front. Kept in by Evers. Now the far side with a shot and a save by Levine with the glove. Levine getting everything here tonight. That shot from Charles McAvoy. Long Beach, New York native from McAvoy. Couple Long Island guys on this USA hockey team. You got Jeremy Bracco from Freeport. You got McAvoy from Long Beach. And a couple different guys here chipping in, New York natives, for this USA team. Off the faceoff now, Wilkie had it down low on the far side. Gomez chipped it out of the zone, and here come the Storm. Joining the play here is Kevin Kerr. Tried a centering pass for L'Esperance, taken away by USA. Wilkie with a turnaround shot, saved me by Lackey. Now on the far side, Gomez trying to get to the puck. He does. Turns it over. Pat a backhand pass for Wilkie. It was knocked up in the air. Glukowski kept it in. Tried to throw it at the net. Here comes USA the other way. It's Fisher. Fisher has it go too far ahead of him. Levine out of his net. Clears it behind the net. Dangerous, though, as some players were running in on him. And now it's Wilkie who's got plenty of room to skate. Got it forward for Gomez. Had it chip off his stick down deep into the USA end. Right it on Lackey, who covers up and makes the save. 12:52 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City with a 4-1 lead on Team USA here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Face off to the left of the goaltender Lackey now in the USA end. It's won by Team USA, and Fitzgerald has it on the far side all the way down the ice it goes, and it's icing whistled on Team USA. 12:44 remaining now in this game. Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City Storm, four goals in this one. Lesperance with two. Christian Horn with his third of the season. Thomas Aldworth with his third of the season. Got the Storm leading 4-1 here. Face off to the right of Lackey now is won by Tri-City. Kyle Eastman able to just force it in deep. Fitzgerald back to get it behind the net for USA. Plays it to the far side, and now it's moved forward here. And it's out of play. Knocked out by the Tri-City bench, and another stoppage, 12:31 remaining here in the third. Storm with a 4-1 lead. Looking to get their first win here in a while. The last Storm win came back against Lincoln on November 1st. Their only win in November here. They've lost five in a row since then, and they defeated Lincoln 3-0 in that game. And shutout for Jacob Johansson, second shutout of the season. Nice game at the Viero Event Center. But it's been a while since the Storm have won. Now in transition, here come Tri-City. It's Drew Mayer rushing up for Horn. Horn with a shot, save made! Rebound is loose, and here comes USA the other way. Nice save there by Lackey. Now it's Propko to the center. And a shot and a save by Levine. Levine makes the save, rebounds loose. Couple players out of stick behind the play. Aldworth chipped it up in the air, moving it forward. And it's back to Team USA possession. Centering pass, a shot and a save. Levine, rebound, another save. Levine with the left pad. And another shot, another save. And now players pushing and shoving after the whistle. They get together. Storm defending their net front. Drew Mayer caught up in it. Levine kept the puck out of the net. Levine allowed a goal here in the first minute of the game to Christian Fisher, and since then has been on his game. Kept everything else out. And that was a couple nice saves. A left pad save, very impressive there from Hayden Levine. Last couple minutes. And the Tri-City Storm continue to lead 4-1. They actually move the faceoff out of the Storm end here. Resume play with 11:48 remaining in the Big O Tire third period of play. Levine now credited with 33 saves. Benedetto puts it in deep to the USA end. Benedetto goes to race for it. Puts a hit on his man, Boca. Now it's forced forward on the far side by USA. Move to neutral ice. And it's deflected into the Storm end. Levine out of his net to play it. Took a shove there. Center. Puck was centered. Schultz kept it out of the middle. Now another centering pass. Benedetto keeps it out of the middle. Another shot was blocked for my USA. Now it's Boca. Fakes on a shot. Finds Hannafin on the near side. Moves around one player to the center. No shot there. Played on the far side. Boca with a shot. It was deflected wide. And now here's Karch Bachman for Tri-City. Bachman in neutral ice. Lost the puck. Benedetto lost an edge there as he was towards the USA. And Storm make a five-man line change here. 10:50 remaining in the third. Tri-City leading 4-1. Nice job by Cecier. Knocks it out of the zone. And here's Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side with speed to the center for Lesperance. It was too far out of his reach. Joel Lesperance. Two goals already tonight. And he's been driving into the net. Now it's Jan moving for Team USA. He's in onside. Leaves it on the far side. Storm wrapped their man up there. And Lesperance takes it to Wilkie. Wilkie's in onside. Wilkie to the center of the zone. Nice pass to Gomez. Gomez steers it back up top. And Cecier leaves for Glukowski with a shot. Deflection in front just went wide. Lesperance with good positioning. Lesperance gets the rebound. Tried to toe drag out in front, but he was stopped. And now it's taken by USA. Nice hit there by Gomez to take the puck and wrap it in deep. Lesperance will go off for a change. Poganski comes streaking onto the ice. Played on the near side by Stevens for USA. We got 10 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City with a 4-1 lead. Team USA with it now. Bringing it into the Storm end. A couple players losing edges here. Kevin Kirk took a spill there. And now it's Austin Poganski. Moves past one man. Lebowski takes the puck. Lebowski back to Poganski. Stopped by Jan. Now it goes into the near side corner. Poganski back to Lebowski in the near side. Lebowski up top with a shot for Horn. Save made, and the rebound's covered up. Nice save there by Lackey. Christian Horn took the shot. Poganski was the man right in front of the net. Horn, Poganski, and Lebowski the line tonight for the Tri-City Storm. 9:32 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Although Big O Tires may be known for great deals on tires and wheels, They also provide guaranteed brake and alignment service, as well as complete lubrication service. And do not complete radiator and tranny, and do complete radiator and tranny flushes and differential and transfer case service. So if you need some auto service and want it at a great price, get to Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. 9:32 remaining here in the third period. Tri-City Storm with a 4-1 lead on Team USA. The lone goal of the third for Thomas Aldworth from Chase Berger at 4:49. Hayden Levine has been credited with 33 saves thus far. 14 in the first period, 10 in the second, and 10 in the third. Levine, very good night tonight for the Storm. They have a 4-1 lead on Team USA right now. 9:32 remaining in this one. Face-off in the USA and a resume play is won by the U-17s. And now it's moved in on side of the Storm end, played by Luke Coonan. Now out of the zone it goes, and icing waved off on Tri-City. As it's Lackey who plays it around the far side. And now it's played behind the USA net with 9:08 to play. Here are the Big O Tires, third period. USA moving forward, started by Charles McAvoy, and now moving up with it is Christian Evers. Dumps it in. The far side, off the wall, played back up top. Knocked out of the zone by Eastman. Here's a race for the puck. Westmoron's flying down the ice. He wins the race. Try to center the puck in front, but nobody there. Westmoron's great work there to get to that puck, winning that battle. De Benedetto able to keep it into the top of the zone. Benedetto shoving his man down now. It was Coonan. And now back to the play here as it's Kerwin. Takes a shot. It went wide of the net. I've been looking for it, man, in front. Now DiBenedetto gets it out of the zone. Here's Karch Bachman with speed. Bachman on the far side. Bachman to the center, trying to get a shot off and just put one wide of the net. And retreats. 8:15 remaining in this game. USA with the puck. Team USA moving forward past the red line. On the far side, Fluttstrand lost an edge. And now they call a penalty on Schultz. Looked like Fluttstrand just lost an edge, and Schultz gave him a little bit of contact, but not much. Schultz will go to the box here. 8:05 remaining in the third period. Schultz gets whistled for a trip there. 8:05 remaining in the third. And Schultz to the box for the second time tonight. Tough call on Tri-City. First penalty of the third for the Storm. It'll be a 2-minute power play for USA and the Storm in the GNC penalty kill. Faceoff was won by USA. Storm got to the puck, and it's cleared out of the zone. Stick comes flying up in the air. Stick of Jordan Greenway from USA. USA will regroup now and neutralize as it's Warren with the puck. Gomez forces it off his stick back to the USA end. Picked up by Noah Hannafin of Team USA. Minute 35 remaining on the GNC penalty kill. 7:35 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. It's Greenway in onside to the center, and it's poked wide of the net. The USA gets the rebound here. Hannafin, the top of the zone, finds Warren. Back to Hannafin. Takes a shot. Deflection in front. Never got all the way through. Storm get the rebound and clear it all the way down. 7 minutes remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. 1 minute remaining in the penalty to Schultz. GNC penalty kill. USA brings it in now. Moved around the board. So the near side corner. Warren takes a hit from Glukowski. Berger had possession. Trying to get it up the wall. Puck's still frozen there on the near side wall. Glukowski moves it now. Picked up by Chase Berger, and he gets it out of the zone. Berger wins a race on the near side. Took a hit. Berger takes another hit there. That time he dropped a member of USA Hannafin. And now it's back to the USA sticks. They're in onside with speed. To the center, and nobody there. Berger lifts it out of the zone. 6:26 remaining in the game. 20 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Kachuk is in onside. Now to the far side. Throwing to the center. Stopped in front there by Dello. And now here's Pogansky. Pogansky moved up the ice, trying to make a move there, and lost the puck. And now it's Jones on the far side for USA. Final 5 seconds of the GNC penalty kill. USA's in onside. Jones stops in the right circle. Storm back at full strength. Chance and a shot was deflected out of play. Nice look, though, from Joseph Messonis. And the shot got deflected out of play by Jeremy Bracco. Stopping play with 6 minutes remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 4-1 lead on Team USA here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. These two teams will do it all over again tomorrow. Less than 24 hours from now, game will be at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 Central. If you plan on tuning in right here on the Breeze, we'll have all the action for you. Storm win that faceoff to resume play, but Martin played it a neutral ice and turned it over to USA. Now USA has it in the near side. Sear got it to the far side. It's McAvoy that has it for USA. Now on the near side, Team USA, Zach Wierenski. It's taken by Tri-City. Wilkie plays it forward for Gomez. Gomez to the net. Lesperance misses the net. Gomez, who has not scored a goal all year, trying to find Lesperance in a 2-on-0. Lesperance has two tonight, was looking for a hat trick, but he put it wide. And now out of the zone it goes. It's banked back into the zone. Storm tag up with 5:20 remaining here in the third. Christian Horn has to tag back up once again now. USA has possession, moving into the zone of Tri-City, and Fisher had it but lost it on the near side wall. Storm tried an outlet pass for Poganski, turned over to McAvoy, in onside. McAvoy strong on the puck to the center, and he shoots. Missed high. Nice job there by Charles McAvoy, committed to Boston University. Now a score for Team USA. USA puts one home, making a 4-2 game with 4:55 remaining here in the third period. USA goal there. McAvoy was strong on the puck, and USA able to put it home. Didn't see who got the deflection in front there, as we got 4:55 remaining here in the third period. 4-2 the score. Tri-City Storm, the two-goal lead. We're now into the Diamond Vogel Final Five here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. USA wins the faceoff. They have possession. It's Hannafin on the near side. McAvoy ends up getting credit for the goal. And Helmsky gets the assist. McAvoy puts that goal in. And that was a nice shift for McAvoy. The Storm with a battle, and now Hutchison plays it all the way to the USA end. Icing waved off. 4:33 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City with a 4-2 lead here on USA as Team USA moves into the Storm, and a shot save made by Levine. Bouncing puck in front, corralled by Tri-City. It almost got batted in there on a clearing attempt that was blocked, and it had to be kept out by Levine. Now Chase Berger got one of Hutchison. Here come the Storm of the 2-on-1. Hutchison moving forward, trying to find Kerr, and it was deflected by Hannafin. Could have found Eastman, who was trailing on the play as well, but it got deflected away, and now Team USA has it in neutral ice. 4 minutes remaining in the Diamond Vogel. Final five as Greenway loses the puck there. And now it's moved by the Storm into the USA end, but Wierenski takes it back, and now back to neutral ice. Martin comes on with a lot of speed, flips one back into the USA end. 3:45 remaining here in the final five. Move by USA, back out to neutral ice, and they've got some speed here on the far side of the Storm end. Nice hit there by Cutler. Martin lighting it up his man. And now here's Wilkie. Wilkie with a chance for a 2-on-1 with Lesperance, trying to chip it over. Now it's Gomez. Gomez on the far side, overskating the bouncing puck. And it's settled back down by USA. Team USA back in neutral ice now. Stopped by Wilkie. And now here's Lesperance on a breakaway. Lesperance moves in. Takes a shot. Save made. And it's held on to by the goaltender Lackey. Lesperance had a chance for the hat trick once again. He's been all over the ice. Had a breakaway there. Lackey able to close up the five hole and stop Lesperance. Lesperance looked like he had some confidence moving in there, but he could not put it past Lackey. Lackey was falling over too, but he was able to keep the puck in front of him and out of the net. 3:10 remaining in the final five. Face off in the USA end, won by Team USA. And now on the near side, Mayer to the center. But stopped in front, and now Ann Arbor takes it back. And it's moved in by Jones, offside. Luke Kunin was ahead of the play. 2:55 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five in the third period. Tri-City Storm with a 4-2 lead on Team USA. That last USA goal, once again, give credit to Charles McAvoy from Zach Wierenski at 15:05. Faced off one by Tri-City. Bukowski leaves it there for Schultz, and Schultz up ahead to Hutchison, who chips it deep into the USA end. 2:45 remaining here in the final five. USA with the puck in their own zone. Jones moving it forward. Chipped out. Nice job by Hutchison to stick it back into the USA end. 2:30 remaining in the game. Jones with it behind his own net. Berger with an aggressive forecheck here for the Storm. Team USA and Kunin stopped as he tried to enter the zone. Berger trying to chip it back. And now it's picked up by Eastman. And loose puck here, neutralized, taken back by USA. They move it in onside. Now on the far side, Fisher gets it down low. On the near side, Glukowski's with it. Runs into the official there. And it's moved by Berger. Berger on the near side wall, couldn't get it out. Fisher on the near side corner. Down low behind the net. Chance in front, knocked away. Eastman trying to get it out of the zone, and he does. Nice hustle play by Kyle Eastman. Under 2 minutes remaining in the final five here in Ann Arbor. Team USA trailing by 2 goals, trying to get back in this one. Trying City with a 4-2 lead. Floodstrand, centering pass, and a shot. Levine fights it off with a blocker. Now on the near side corner. Picked back up by USA. They've pulled their goaltender. Another shot. Levine makes the save. Net empty on the other side. Pogansky gets it out to neutral ice. Lebowski trying to hustle for it there. It's Hanifin who's going to try to bring it back. He circles back by the red line. Empty net for Team USA. They got the extra attacker on. Trailing by 2 goals. 1:20 to go in the game. Dello on the near side with Pogansky on him. Pogansky trying to pry it free up the wall. Pogansky gets it free up the wall. Here's Lebowski at the center. Lebowski gets shoved down and gets hit into the wall. Trying to stall some time here. It's pried free by USA. Final minute of play here. USA with the extra attacker, trailing by 2 goals. Warren through neutral ice, taken by Horn. And now it's Lebowski. Chance for Wilkie to ice it, and he gets it. Chris Wilkie with the empty net goal gives the Storm their highest offensive output of the season. And for Wilkie, it's his 4th goal of the season in his 17th game. And a nice little moment for Wilkie, getting a goal where he played last season here for Team USA. And sealing this one, Tri-City Storm lead 5-2 with 47 seconds remaining in the third period. The Diamond Vogel final five of the Big O Tires. Third period of play, an all-around nice last 40 minutes from Tri-City. They were very questionable in the first 20 minutes. Got behind just under a minute into the game, and then the Storm took control and have controlled since then. Here, as we've got 35 seconds remaining in the game, USA with it in their own end. And it's moved down low by USA, trying to move up the ice. Final 30 seconds of play. Storm with a 5-2 lead. USA with it on the far side. Martin shoving his man in the corner. Martin leaving a physical statement here that the Storm are coming back tomorrow for another game here with USA tomorrow afternoon. Big hit there by Gomez on another USA player. Now Kunin with a shot deflected wide. Rebound behind the net. 5 seconds left in the game. Martin, another shove here on the near side wall. And that'll do it for this one. Final score, 5-2, and Tri-City gets the win. Hayden Levine's first USHL win. L'Esperance with 2 goals. Aldworth and Horn and Wilkie get the other 3, and the Storm win 5-2 here on the Breeze. 94.5, nice 2 points for the Tri-City Storm here in Ann Arbor. And they'll be back to face Team USA tomorrow. 3:30 p.m. Eastern time start right here on the Breeze. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the old Chicago postgame show in just a moment here on 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin with you here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Tri-City Storm with a win here today. 5-2 victory for the Storm. They defeat the Team USA, 17 and under team. They will face Team USA once more tomorrow here at the Ice Cube. Again, the start time for that one, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 2:30 Central, right here on the Breeze, 94.5. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Recap tonight's game here, the Stadler Implement game recap. Once again, Tri-City Storm with their second road win of the season. First one since their first road game of the year against Des Moines back in October. And now they get outshot in this game 38-22, but they come away with 5 goals on 22 shots and a 5-2 win. First win of the season for Hayden Levine and the first win of the Jim Holton era. Holton in his second game picks up his first victory, and Hayden Levine gets his first win of the season. Levine, the story in this one, 36 saves on 38 shots. A fantastic effort for the Tri-City Storm there from Hayden Levine, and he gets the win here tonight. Storm got behind 56 seconds into this game on a Christian Fisher goal from Nick Boca, and you know what? Hayden Levine, he let up that first goal on really the first shot he saw. But after that, he continued to play at a high level, and he did not lose focus. He really, really looked good here today for the Tri-City Storm. And that was key to the Storm's victory, because when they had not their best period there in the first period, Joel Lesperance was able to score and tie things up later in the period. But when they weren't having their best beginning to that game, they really got the help they needed from Hayden Levine in net. Lesperance able to get the goal there late in the first period to tie things up. And from there, I think everyone settled down on the Storm bench. You end up getting goals from Christian Horn. Thomas Aldworth gets his third of the season. And you get Chris Wilkie that gets the empty netter here at the place he played last season. He called this ice box, the ice cube, his home rink last season, and Wilkie's able to seal it with the empty net goal. Storm score their highest offensive output of the season with that empty netter, and 5 goals for Tri-City. They get a power play goal. They hold Team USA off the board on the penalty kill and finish this one. Final score,
5-2, and that's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a quick break here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show. When we return, we'll have Storm head coach Jim Holton with us to talk about this 5-2 victory over Team USA in Ann Arbor here on The Breeze 94.5 FM.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Zandar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin here in Ann Arbor after a Tri-City Storm victory, the first victory of the Jim Holton era here in Tri-City. 5-2, the final score. The Storm get two goals from Joel Esperance, get a great performance from their netminder Hayden Levine, and we're inside the Old Chicago postgame show, and we're joined by the head coach, Jim Holton. And Jim, first of all, congratulations on your first win. How does it feel to get that one out of the way?
Well, thanks very much, Jared. It feels fantastic. I think it's a big weight off everybody's shoulders, and I thought the kids battled so incredibly hard tonight. I'm really, really proud of them.
5-2 is the victory, the final score. You get those five goals. Seemed like once Joel scored that goal late in the first period, the weight kind of lifted off everybody's back, and everybody was able to calm down.
Absolutely. I thought we really were guilty of almost dipping our toe in the pool to see what the temperature was at the start of the game. And these young kids and Team USA completely took it to us. And Hayden Levine was the first star of the game based on, for my opinion, the first period. He was outstanding. If he doesn't stand on his head, we're out of it. But he does his job, which is to stop pucks. And then we get that goal to calm us down. Then we come out. We don't give up a shot for the first 10 minutes of the second. We start to get back to some simplicity and some structure. And we get some goals. And really, to me, it was three different games. The first period was all them. We took over in the second. Then we knew they were going to push in the third. Okay, we're coming on back-to-backs. So we're going to give up some shots from the perimeter. But the way Hayden was playing, we were fine. I thought we did a great job of protecting the lead.
Yeah, and you talk about Levine. Obviously, you mentioned earlier that you've seen him play before up in Canada. This is the first time you're seeing him live this season in a game situation, and it's the most comfortable I've seen him. I mean, he came into this league and definitely struggled a little bit, but I'm sure it builds his confidence a ton to have a game like that.
Well, I think so. If you ask any goalie, the goalie's the only guy on the team that wants to see 40 shots because they're into the game. They're a silly breed, but they really seem to like it. But he just looks so calm and so poised, and I love goalies that have minimal movement. And that was the one thing that really stood out for me. He just used his size to his advantage, and he just looks so calm and confident. And, boy, that's nice to see.
Joel Esperance gets two goals in this game. He seemed like he was all over the ice tonight, too. A lot of opportunities for him.
Well, ironic, you hit on it in the pregame show about the hometown influence. And you can really see it with Joel. He had a lot of jump, and I noticed it right early with him. He was terrific. I mean, he could have had four or five himself, but he really set the tone and kind of grabbed the team by the shoulders when we needed to. And that to me is what leadership's all about.
What other guys maybe stuck out for you here in this game? A chance for guys to really show you what they're made of here in this lineup?
Well, there was a ton of positives. I'm all over the map on it, but I'll tell you what. Chris Wilkie's block shot, when we're up 5-2 with about 10 seconds to go, epitomizes what we want to be as a team moving forward. And I thought what the guys I would call our foot soldiers, our penalty kill was terrific tonight. A ton of block shots, a lot of sacrifice. I thought our defense really stepped up from last night. In particular, I really liked Dello's game. I thought he was really, really good tonight. And Kerr and Schmaltz, I thought, really stepped up and used their assets to their advantage.
Absolutely. Tri-City Storm with a 5-2 victory. We're talking to the head coach of the Storm, Jim Holton, here on the old Chicago post-game show. And, you know, tomorrow is going to be a bit of a challenge for you guys. Your third game in 3 days. It's always tough. You mentioned just coming off a back-to-back here tonight. I'm sure tomorrow the guys with their third game in a row. What are the keys when you look to that game just from a standpoint that it's going to be 3-3?
Well, it's puck management and simplicity tied together. In the first period, we were just awful with the puck. We were turning pucks over. We were forcing plays. And we had a not-so-pleasant conversation in the intermission. But to their credit, they responded. Now we can go back at them with the video and say, here's how we got to play it tomorrow. We have to play a north-south game. Keep it simple. These young kids in this team are very skilled and can skate like the wind, but they tend to be really aggressive. So we can capitalize, and we started to do that in the second half of the game when they had to push. Just keep getting pucks in behind, keep forcing it towards their net. And we have to find a way to keep generating more shots, but that's going to take some time.
Confidence level here has got to be higher than it's been since you've taken over at any point. And so I'm sure you guys are going to do your work tonight with a video and try to continue that confidence and move it on in tomorrow.
Well, absolutely. But there's fun nights to watch video and there's not so fun nights. Last night wasn't so fun, but tonight will be nice because we can finally pick some positive reinforcement. And that's how we start to build that identity that I've seemed to have talked endlessly about since I took the job. But there was a lot of those signs tonight. And so there'll be a lot of good reinforcement.
Jim Holton here joining us on the old Chicago postgame show. Coach, again, congratulations on your first win. Maybe get a puck over to Hayden Levine there, who made a couple big saves in the first period. And we'll talk to you tomorrow before tomorrow's game.
Yeah, you know, the game puck going to him. And for the win, I want to dedicate it to my family, who has been supportive enough to let me go, my wife, Christina. I've got to mention my son's names, Jimmy and Lucas, because they give me trouble because I didn't mention their name in the press conference.
Well, there you go. I'm sure they're listening back home up in Canada, and we're sure they'll be down here to watch us soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jared.
All right. We'll talk to Jim Holton tomorrow before the Tri-City Storm will take on the Team USA under-17s once again. Right now, we're going to take a quick break here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Come back to finish things up here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Wrapping things up here in the old Chicago postgame show, just spoke to Jim Holton. Got to hear what his thoughts were after the first victory for in his era here of the Tri-City Storm, and a nice performance here for the Storm. A 5-2 victory over the Team USA Ann Arbor team here, the under 17s. Let's get to your three stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Third star of the game here today for Team USA. Charles McAvoy gets a goal. The defenseman for USA had a nice game on the back end and picks up the second goal of the night for USA. Second star of the game, Joel L'Esperance. Two goals for Tri-City. Really nice job for L'Esperance here today. Had a lot of different opportunities. And L'Esperance leading the team now with 7 goals and 12 points on the season. First star of the game for the Storm is first USHL win, Hayden Levine, with a great game for Levine. Levine officially making 37 stops on 38 shots. Was there all night. Was a solid rock in the net for Tri-City. Congratulations to Hayden Levine on the first star of the game presented by New West. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Net Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Net Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. In tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the Night, we've got to give it to Tri-City Storm affiliate player Karch Bachman with a great night tonight. Karch Bachman in his shifts didn't even get to ask Jim Holton about it, but he looked great. He's a guy who potentially could play again tomorrow. He's an affiliate player playing for the Tri-City Storm here, and you'll see Karch Bachman full-time next season. He is quite an asset that the Storm have, committed to Miami University, and he worked hard tonight on a lot of different plays and made a difference here in his time. Also, Nick Hutcherson deserves a shout. He had a great game for the Tri-City Storm defensively. You heard Jim Holton talk about a couple different players that had good games. Torrey Della was all over the place defensively tonight. Jalen Schultz, Nolan Glukowski with good games as well in the Storm. Really a feel-good performance here tonight. The final score once again, 5-2. Tri-City Storm. Let's check the New West. Midway Auto out of town scoreboard update one more time. A lot of these games still going on here in the USHL. Muskegon is up 4-2 on Team USA late in the third period in Muskegon. Youngstown has a 3-1 lead over Sioux City. Dubuque with a 3-0 lead over Chicago after two periods. Sioux Falls up 1-0 over Fargo late in the second. After two periods in Omaha, the Lancers and Ice are tied 2-2. And Waterloo leads Lincoln 2-0 late in the second period at the Icebox in the Lincoln. For all the updates on the scores, check USHL.com or PointStreak.com and click on USHL for the updated out-of-town scoreboard. We want to send a thank you back to Hastings for Caleb doing a great job once again on the board, pushing all the right buttons. Want to thank Jim Holton for joining us. And Joel L'Esperance here tonight scored 2 goals in this game in front of his family. Join us on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We will talk to you tomorrow. Quick turnaround for the Storm. It is a 3:30 p.m. game here on the East Coast, 2:30 Central Time, right on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, your Storm Radio Network. Tomorrow, the Storm will wrap up their weekend series and play their third game in 3 days right back here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.